He was born in the Bronx, a son of a New York City police officer. He was the first general manager of WHBC, Howard University's campus radio station. He gained national prominence while putting urban radio on the map. His name, Barry Mayo. Music has always been an important part of his life.
Music is as much a part of me as a paintbrush and oils would be to Picasso. My love of music started early on. A defining moment was when my father brought home a Victrola and a box of 45 RPM records. And this Victrola would stack 4, 5, 6 of them. He just played them over and over.
Early on in his career, Barry showed his programming abilities as he moved quickly from one station to another.
I just became dogged about hiring the best and most talented people.
He had a knack for choosing the right talent, the right music, and knowing what his audience wanted to hear.
I learned instinctively how to put together a music platform that made people want to listen.
In 1988, he went into partnership with other radio veterans, buying stations like V103. And in 1993, their venture went public, raising over $400 million. Barry Mayo, a Chicago history maker.